8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm, and this week on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to tune in works from Milek Silan and from Eric Belgum, Dana Duta, and Julia E. Dyke. First, let's hear a voice station from Milek Silan, a fixed media radio piece composed solely of recorded human voices. It evokes the casual act of radio dialing by presenting a wide range of vocal gestures and textures that loosely resemble sounds associated with radio broadcasting. Each station catalogs distinct timbres of disembodied radio voices, transformed and extended beyond syntax. The piece is the first work of the Radio Art portfolio of the same name, Voice Station, produced as part of the doctoral research conducted by Milek Silan at the University of Calgary.
What's interesting is when you feel a sense of almost exchange, that the person speaking through the radio is giving you space to form your own thoughts and your own questions.
I think the radio is something that I haven't appreciated as much as I am, than I should.
I use the radio to tell what time it is.
I love listening to lectures.
It's a great way to hear new people and new music and really get to know the radio hosts.
The person speaking through the radio is giving you space to form your own thoughts and your own questions.
Is giving you space to feel a sense of almost exchange, that the person speaking through the radio is giving you through the radio
is giving you space to feel a sense of almost exchange. That the person speaking through the radio is giving you space in which to decompress and be introverted.
That the person speaking through the radio is giving you through the radio in which to decompress
is giving you space to feel like
be introverted.
They're simply making an offering to you.
But you almost feel like you're in the hall listening along with them.
For me, that's a voice
from my mouth. So there is no.
Pretty good.
Inside
that's resonant,
English
but expressive,
kind of a mass,
natural.
Not the worst.
Not just trying to broadcast. It's
available as a podcast. The phone is
sitting back. Effects. Human voice. Great
volume.
Laughter here and there.
The volume's okay. The volume.
Laughter.
The volume. Thank you. in which their home stood at
the radio is an interesting thing. I remember I used to stay up until 11 p.m., which, you know, at the time I was not very old, and listen to rebroadcasts of radio shows from the 1940s and 50s that used to come on at that time for 2 hours, and you could hear old commercial breaks from way back then. And it was a really neat thing to stay up late and listen to the radio.
I love to turn the lights down very, very low to almost nothing and listen to the radio.
It's a totally different thing from kind of other experiences.
Somehow you feel like they're simply making an offer.
I listen to a lot of
you,
audiobooks,
whether it's
kind of like
knowledge, perspective,
podcasts every once in a while,
or just beautiful sound.
Yeah, that's what I know about the radio. That's what I've noticed.
That was Voice Station from Milek Silan. Next, we're going to hear Calvin versus Darnell, an experiment in the stimulation of déjà vu and jamais vu in Saint-Irmy, written by Eric Belgum, produced and performed by Diana Dutta and Julia E. Dyke. Déjà vu and jamais vu approached through the realm of acoustics rather than the visual. It's the theme of this work. It also features Carolina Lemos and Carol Zapfi, with original music by Diana Dutta and Julia E. Dyke. It was recorded in France in 2022.
So tell me, Saint-Irm, what brings you here today? Okay. Well, let's see if PAF can't do something about that. We'll start with an assessment. We'll start with this.
Who's that?
That's Calvin's friend, Darnell. Hi, Darnell. Hi, Darnell.
Who's Darnell?
It's Calvin's friend. It's Calvin's friend. From Saint-Irm. From Saint-Irm. He's from Saint-Irm.
Darnell? Darnell? Who's that?
Please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station. Smells can evoke memories more easily than our other senses. For example, smells can evoke memories more easily than our other senses. Today, we're going to be testing Saint-Irm for déjà vu, the feeling that something novel has happened before, and jamais vu, the feeling that something familiar has never happened before. We're not going to test any one individual. Instead, we'll be testing Saint-Irm as a whole. I'm asking individuals to call in to 0323-226909. Again, dial 0323-226909 to be a part of this assessment of Saint-Irm for déjà vu and jamais vu. Just dial 0323-226909 and we'll get started. I know Saint-Irm has had some concerns over the years about the familiar and the unfamiliar. I hope this testing will put those concerns to rest or otherwise give us some sense of what might be done about them. First, I'll need to get some initial information from Saint-Irm. Please temporarily turn off your radio or change to another station.
Smells can evoke memories more easily than our other senses. For example, smells can evoke memories more easily than our other senses. Strong déjà vu is often preceded by a certain smell. Take note of what you are smelling now. If you are at home, close your eyes tightly. If you are driving, close your eyes very tightly. I'm going to count slowly to 25. Count along with me, in your head or out loud. When I start counting, please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station. Count along with me, in your head or out loud, until you reach 25. When you reach 25, return to this broadcast for additional instructions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
We are going to say the word door about 30 times together. In doing so, you may begin to doubt that door is a real word. That is the feeling of jamais vu. After this experiment, we will hear a story about Calvin and Darnell.
Say the word door with me about once a second. Say the word door along with me. Door. 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 Door.
So I'm a theater critic. I used to be very often in theater. And sometimes it can happen that you see a performance that is so strange or bad, even, I don't know, or beyond any border, that suddenly you, in your head, you take 5 steps back and you don't see the performance anymore, but you start looking to the public and wondering, like, who are we sitting together here watching this? And then it gets very interesting again, in a way. But it's like a total detachment of something that you see on stage. But because you do it together with other people, that situation becomes to be very strange. Jamais vu.
It's an interesting question. It depends on what level. Not in the same magical level of a déjà vu, but with detachment, yes. I could feel like something is suddenly very strange for me, even though it was close to me with in some sort of intimacy.
With a word, especially. When, you know, like looking at the word for a long time or repeating a word.
A sip of imbalanced informed his exit.
That's interesting. I don't recall ever experiencing that, but at the same time, also, like, I don't think I've ever really heard the expression jamais vu until you all talked to me about it or, like, mentioned it. And it also made me wonder this thing of, like, would I really have, like, remembered these déjà vu experiences, like, as such, if I did not already have this, like, this understanding that this was, like, this word and this concept that, like, other people had presented to me before. So I do not know about the jamais vu.
What is this experience of the familiar becoming unfamiliar and the unfamiliar becoming familiar? At school, Calvin and Darnell are friends. But Calvin is often afraid of Darnell too. He's afraid of what Darnell might do to him, or what Darnell might do to other people around town, his friends or family. Dial 03-23-22-6909 to be a part of this assessment of St. Aram for déjà vu and jamais vu. Just dial 03-23-22-6909 and we'll ask you some questions about your own experiences. Please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station.
Say the word look with me. We're going to say it 30 times, about once a second. Look. 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 Yes, Calvin. It's a friend of mine.
Darnell was maybe a basketball player. His dad was American and his mom was a religious woman in Jerusalem that went out of religion. He was wild, a wild kid, just has no boundaries, pushing the limits, but at the same time just very, very cool. Like, he was He has swag.
A single vessel of glamorous New Mexican liquor.
No. Calvin Klein, but no real Calvin.
I can think of a comic book about Calvin, but that's it.
We are testing Saint Arm for déjà vu, the feeling that something novel has happened before, and jamais vu, the feeling that something familiar has never happened before. We're asking individuals to call in to 03-23-22-6909. Again, just dial 03-23-22-6909 to be a part of the assessment of Saint Arm for déjà vu and jamais vu. Just dial 03-23-22-6909 and we'll ask you some questions. We'd like to know if any of you had the experience of door or look becoming an unreal word. Again, dial 03-23-22-6909 to be a part of this assessment. 03-23-22-6909. 03-23-22-6909. 03-23-22-6909. Let's try another one.
Along with me, I would like you to say the sentence, Darnell is here. We're going to say it 30 times, about once every 2 seconds. I'll start now. Darnell is here. 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 Darnell is here.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25. We're testing Saint Arm for déjà vu, the feeling that something novel has happened before, and jamais vu, the feeling that something familiar has never happened before. We're asking individuals to call in to 03-23-22-6909. Again, dial 03-23-22-6909 to be a part of the discussion of Calvin and Darnell. Just dial 03-23-22-6909 and we'll ask you some questions, such as, are you afraid of Darnell?
I never knew what j'aime à vous is, but it happened to me for a few years that I would look in the mirror and completely be surprised of the figure that I see in front of me, asking, how could this be me? So me and my friend, we called it knock-knock situation.
Non, mais j'ai déjà vu des scènes, des choses qui me disent que c'est du déjà vu. Ou des artistes avec qui je discute, que j'ai déjà discuté avec eux du même sujet, mais il y a 2-3 ans.
Yes, I've experienced that. I actually don't think I can remember one. Because it's like such a weird thing. I can't remember one right now, I can tell you. It's not like a memory, it's like a gap in between memories.
Please temporarily turn off your radio or change to another station.
This time, I would like you to simply listen to the short phrase, New Mexican Liquor. This time, do not say it along with me. I'm going to say it 30 times, about once every 2 seconds. This time, I'm asking you to simply listen. I'll start now. New Mexican liquor. 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 New Mexican liquor.
At some point, you may have felt that the phrase New Mexican liquor became unreal and that it was a phrase that you had never heard before. We are asking individuals to call in to 03-23-22-6909 and let us know what they experienced. At school, Calvin and Darnell are friends. But Calvin is often afraid of Darnell too. Afraid of what he'll do to Calvin and other people around town. Calvin's mother shouted, "Look, Calvin, look!" as Darnell stepped out of the neighbor's garage. A sip of imbalance informed his exit.
Look, Calvin. Look, look, he's coming. He's coming, look.
Calvin just knew Darnell had done something bad over there at the neighbor's. Darnell threw to the ground a dark glass vessel of glamorous New Mexican liquor.
Usually what I would describe as déjà vu would be a very, very quick sensation and unfamiliar sensation that feels familiar at the same time. Sometimes I do discover that it was a dream of mine, but sometimes it's not a dream. It's just a memory, I don't know, coming from where.
Something between sleeping and being awake, but you have it when you are awake. It's like strange. Or that you dreamt the night before that you are in a situation where you are in now.
It's hard. They come and go, and it's just like I know the feeling of just being connected to the place where I am, that it feels not connected to this situation, but just a part of it, a part of me is in it when I'm conscious in that feeling.
A sip of imbalance informed his exit.
I know Calvin Klein, a designer, not personally, but I know his name. I don't know anyone who's got like that, actually.
Oh God, Calvin. Look, Calvin, look, he's coming. He's coming.
Oh, Calvin, Calvin. Darnell is here. Calvin, Calvin. Darnell is here. Darnell is here. Oh, Calvin, Calvin. Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
Jesus! Calvin! Look! Look! Look!
Look, he's here. Darnell is here. Look. Calvin, look. 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 Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Darnell is here. Darnell is here. Oh, Calvin, Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
Now, we're going to listen to the sound of bottles breaking. We're going to listen to the sound 30 times. We'd like to know if any of you have had the experience of this nonverbal sound becoming unreal or somehow unfamiliar. Dial 03-2322-6909 to be a part of this assessment. 03-2322-6909. 03-2322-6909. Dial 03-2322-6909. Dial 03-2322-6909. 03-2322-6909. Let's try it.
We're going to listen to the sound of about 30 bottles breaking. We'll start now.
Please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station. You see, Calvin and Darnell were friends. But Calvin got too afraid of Darnell to stay friends. Afraid of what he'd do to Calvin or other people around town. To be a part of our assessment of St. Aram, just dial 03-2322-6909, and we'll ask you some questions such as, why would Calvin stay friends with Darnell?
Darnell is here. Oh, Calvin, Calvin. Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
This time, in response to me, I would like you to answer the question. Why do you stay friends with Darnell? You can answer in your head or out loud, but your answer should always be, because he's my friend. I'm going to ask the question 30 times, about once every 5 seconds. Again, when I ask the question, your answer should always be, because he's my friend. Our host will join us for the first few examples. We'll start now. Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Because he's my friend.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Because he's my friend.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Because he's my friend.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell? 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 Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell? Why do you stay friends with Darnell? Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Calvin, why do you stay friends with Darnell?
He was more like he was an outsider, but he was cool enough for everybody to love him. He didn't need to be a bully. He was like... It was just cool.
I don't know any Daniel.
A sip of imbalance informed his exit.
Une gorgée de déséquilibre informait sa sortie.
Strong déjà vu can often be preceded by a feeling of nausea. Take note if you are feeling nauseated right now. If you are at home, clench your stomach muscles tightly. If you are in your car, roll up the windows tightly on all sides.
Colby?
Luke!
Don't get the door.
Why do you stay friends with Don?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Darnell is here.
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Darnell is here.
Look.
Don't get the door.
Look.
Darnell is
Look.
Here.
Darnell is
Why
here.
Why do you stay friends Luke, with stay Darnell?
Look. Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Look.
Don't get the door.
Why do
Luke,
you stay friends
why
with
you stay friends with Darnell?
Darnell is here.
Darnell is here.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Look.
Look.
Darnell is
here.
Darnell is
Don't
here.
Get the door.
Don't get the door.
Look.
Colby.
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Why do you stay friends with
why
Darnell?
Why Darnell is
Look.
Here?
Colby?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay
Don't
friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay friends
Luke,
with Darnell?
Why do you stay,
why
friends,
do you
with
stay
Darnell?
Friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Colby?
Why do you stay
Don't
friends
get
with
the
Darnell?
Door.
Why do
Don't
you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door, look.
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Why do you
Darnell, Darnell is here.
Darnell? Don't get the door.
Don't get
Darnell
the door.
Is here.
Don't get the door.
Look.
Why do you stay
Look.
Friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Don't get the
Look.
Door.
Look.
Why do you stay friends
Luke.
With Darnell?
Why do you stay
Why
friends with Darnell?
Don't get
the door.
Door.
Why
Don't
do you stay
get the
friends
door.
With Darnell?
Don't
get
the
door.
Door.
Don't get
Don't
the door.
Get
Look.
Darnell Don't get
here.
The door.
Don't get the door.
Darnell is here.
Look, why
Darnell
do you stay
is
friends
here.
With
why
Darnell?
Do you stay friends
Darnell
with
is
Darnell?
Here. Colvin?
Look,
why
do you
stay,
stay
friends,
friends
with Darnell?
With
Darnell?
Darnell.
Darnell is here.
With Darnell?
Darnell
Don't
is
get
here.
The door.
Don't get the door.
Don't get the door. Look. Why do you
Don't
stay friends with Darnell?
Door.
Don't get the door.
Darnell
Don't
is
get
here.
The door.
Darnell
Don't
is
get
here.
The
Don't
door.
Get the door.
Why do you stay
Darnell
friends
is
with
here.
Darnell?
Darnell is
Darnell
here.
Is here.
Look.
Don't get the door.
Look.
Colvin?
Don't get the door.
Why do you stay,
Why
friends,
do you
with
stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Darnell
Why
is
you
here.
Friends
Darnell is
Don't
here.
Get the door.
Don't get the door.
Why Don't get the
Luke?
Door.
With
Why
do
you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Don't get the door.
Don't get. Darnell is here.
Look.
Darnell is here.
Look.
Look. Why do you stay Darnell friends with
here.
Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Darnell is
Darnell
here.
Is here.
Why do
Don't get the
you
door.
Stay
Look.
Look. Why do you stay friends
Look.
With Darnell?
Are you down? Look.
Look.
Darnell
Why
is
do
here.
You stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Look.
Darnell is here.
Why,
Why
friend,
do you stay
why
friends
Darnell?
With Darnell?
Friends, don't get the door. Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Look.
Darnell
why
is here.
Why do you think
Darnell?
Don't get the
Darnell
door.
Darnell is
don't
here.
Get the door.
Don't
Darnell
get
Darnell
the
is
door.
Why do you
Darnell
stay friends
here.
With Darnell?
Why do you stay friends
don't
with
Darnell? Get the
look.
Door.
Look.
We'd like to know if the incident you just heard began to feel unreal the longer it went on. Just dial 03-23-22-6909 and let us know what you thought. Why would Calvin stay friends with Darnell? Just dial 03-23-22-6909 and let us know why you think Calvin would stay friends with Darnell.
Strong déjà vu can often be preceded by a feeling of nausea. Take note if you're feeling nauseated right now. If you're at home, clench your stomach muscles. I'm going to count slowly backwards from 25. Count along with me in your head or out loud. When I reach 20, please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station. Count along with me in your head or out loud until you reach zero. When you reach zero, return to this broadcast for additional information. 25 24 23 22 21 20 19 18 17 16
I guess in times when I'm more anxious, I can feel like that. Like the reality doesn't feel real for little moments in time.
I think that's how I live my life. I think when I'm scared or like even I'm not aware that I'm scared, just I lose the sense of where I am or to the fact, to the peula, the action that I'm doing. And then I just go to different places.
I don't remember any of the specific ones. And I know that it used to happen like much more regularly. I think like when I was a child, it would happen more. And I feel like maybe it's been a little while since I've experienced it.
It can happen that you do something, but I don't remember a real situation in a way. But that you have the feeling that you are thrown back in time and that you unconsciously know what will happen next. But you really doubt at the same time. It's really a strange experience, as if you were outside of yourself.
Un oiseau qui s'est posé sur ma tête. Je l'ai jamais vu. J'ai dit, oh, incroyable. Un petit moineau. En fait, je l'ai recueilli, il était coincé, j'ai recueilli, j'ai fait s'envoler. Il est parti, et hop, il est revenu, il s'est posé sur ma tête.
That was Calvin versus Darnell, an experiment in the stimulation of déjà vu and jamás vu in Saint-Hermé by Eric Belgum, produced and performed by Diana Dutta and Julia E. Dyke on the Radio Art Hour this week. The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.